Welcome back to our lesson today. Hopefully today I will bring this lesson to a conclusion. I've been speaking from Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. More specifically, I've been speaking on those five words that Jesus used when he said, "I will build my church." I've already spoke on the first four words. Today, in this lesson, I want to talk about the church. Jesus said, "I will build my church." A church? What is a church? What is this that Christ said that he was going to build? Well, before I get into telling you what the church is, let me tell you what it's not. He is not building a social center, even though the body of Christ is filled with social people. That's not the primary reason. Jesus is not building a monument. He's not building anything at all, like that great, beautiful temple in Jerusalem. That temple turned out to be more of a monument than it did a movement. Jesus is not building a monument. He's building a movement, a living organism, one that moves, seeking whomever will come to Jesus. The church is always on the move. And the only direction that God has ever given his church is the forward direction. And the only energy that God has ever provided for his church is the energy of the Holy Spirit. It's not by might or by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. This church does not operate in the energy of the flesh. This church goes forward in the power of the Spirit. Now, I know that there are many congregations that operate on the power of the flesh. Sure, you can build a congregation without God's help. You can build a huge congregation. You can have a great multitude of people attending your assembly without the help of God. In fact, there are some groups that the devil is even helping. The devil wants people to go to some groups because the devil knows if you attach yourself to some congregations, he's got you. You'll be duped. You'll believe a lie and be damned. You'll never see heaven. You'll never see the great King in all of his glory just because a congregation puts the name Jesus over the door. Doesn't mean it's Jesus' church. The devil is smart. He knows that you would never attend that church if they put the church of the devil. The devil is too smart for that. He will disguise himself. These congregations put the name of Jesus over the door in order to draw you in. Any congregation that denies that Jesus Christ had not the power to forgive sins while he was on this earth is not the Lord's church. Any congregation that would say that the sins of the man that was let down through the rooftop was not really and actually forgiven, they are saying that Jesus deceived. They're calling Jesus a deceiver. And then they wrestle a scripture from one of the apostles, which said, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin." But this apostle that they got this scripture from was not the apostle John, because John wrote that Jesus was the lamb slain from the foundation of the earth. So, just because they put Jesus' name over the door doesn't mean they're the church that the Lord is building. Just because a congregation assembles a large number of people doesn't mean that it's of God. And just because a congregation has only a few members attending doesn't mean it's not of God. There are many areas in America even where just a few believers come together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is evident that He is in the midst of them. You don't back God down with numbers. God is not concerned about the numbers. With God, the heart of the matter is the matter of the heart. Another thing God is not building, He is not building a biology laboratory. You know what I'm talking about. You remember what you did in the biology laboratory in the high school? You would take insects and you would pick them apart. Well, friend, this is not what the church is. It's not a place where we come together and pick one another apart. I know that we have the right to pick our own friends, but we don't have the right to pick them to death. God wants us to love one another. God wants us to share one another's burdens. God is not building a place where we pick one another apart. God is not building a showboat. The church is not a place where you assemble together to show off your expensive clothes, your expensive car, to show how wealthy you have become. It's not a showboat. It's a lifeboat. And the church is on a rescue mission. When I was a lad, we sang that old song, "I'm going to take a trip on the good old gospel ship and go sailing far beyond the skies." When I hear that song, I wonder what image comes to the mind of those that sing that song. Is it an image more like a Carnival cruise line where everybody waits on you hand and foot? Every kind of pleasure you want to indulge in is on board? Or do you imagine it more like a battleship with soldiers and gunneries and men standing with the full armor of God ready for battle? This good old gospel ship is indeed a battleship.